Hey guys, welcome to the Take a Break Girl podcast. Thank you for joining me today. And once again, I just want to always thank my audience for listening to me and for supporting this podcast. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. You guys already know it is me, Regina B., your favorite self-care and lifestyle empowerment coach. So today, I'm going to be talking to you about self-talk. Okay? I'm going to give you a couple of ways today to talk to you or to show you how to increase your positive self-talk so that you can start really creating an amazing lifestyle. Self-talk is important, right? Absolutely important. Why is it important? Because what we speak, we will see. Okay? What we speak, we will see. So therefore, if you are looking for or if you are seeking to have an amazing lifestyle, an amazing life, an abundant life, a joyful life, whatever it is that you are looking to seek, right? Because I empower you to create the lifestyle that you really are going to love. It's going to change, but you're still going to love it even as it changes. So with that, you have to have the positive self-talk. How are you talking to yourself? What are you telling yourself? It's a mind shift game, right? Complete mind shift game. If you are saying what it is that you do not want, and you keep chasing that do not want, you're going to get what you do not want. I hope that makes sense, right? It's because you're focusing on that, or you're telling yourself that. You're having that conversation with yourself. Okay? I'll give you an example, which most of us do, especially when we're wanting a lifestyle that we desire. We will say things to ourselves that can affect us seeing the result. I don't want to be broke. I'm tired of being broke. You are focusing on what you don't want. You're speaking that to yourself. So in the process of saying, I don't want to be broke, guess what you're going to do? You are going to keep chasing money instead of money chasing you, instead of the money working for you. Okay? This is why self-talk is important. This is the exact reason why self-talk is important. It's what you will produce from what you are speaking about. It's simple. It's what you will simply produce. Okay? So, I often give affirmations. I'm going to be giving more and more affirmations as the year goes on, even mantras. Just to start encouraging a certain way of talking to yourself and having that inner conversation. I encourage you to write down things that are positive. I encourage you to post those positive things on your mirror, in your bathroom, or somewhere where you frequent daily, on your refrigerator. Post them around the house and speak out the things that you have posted. It starts tricking the mind. It starts changing the mind into what it is that you truly want. Yeah, I get it. None of us want to be broke. But if I keep saying that, then I'm going to do that. Instead of shifting that thought process, right, and becoming confident in what I am able to do so that I am not focused on what I do not want. I want to focus on what I want to do so I can accomplish the life that I want. It's self-talk. It's complete self-talk. So let me go ahead and give you three ways that you can increase your positive self-talk. Okay? This is going to get you an amazing lifestyle. If you start practicing these things, I'm telling you, it will show up. The amazing lifestyle will start to happen. Yes, it happens slowly, but it will happen. And once you become even grateful for that, for the process of it happening, you will become aware that things are changing in your life because of how I'm talking to myself, how I'm getting up and expressing how I feel about me, how I love me, how I care about me, what the desires I want. It's important, okay? So let's just go ahead and jump right on in. Number one, I kind of already talked about it already. Practice affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements that you can repeat to yourself to reinforce positive beliefs and attitudes. That's what affirmations are. Repeating positive beliefs, repeating positive attitudes, repeating positive self-talk through affirmations. If you don't know how to speak affirmations, there's YouTube. Turn on affirmations of what it is that you're seeking in your lifestyle. Look it up on YouTube and listen to those affirmations. Go grab a journal, as I always tell you guys, and start writing down the affirmations that resonate with you. And start sticking those affirmations around the house so that you can start repeating those. Okay? Number two. We do it. I do it. I catch myself, though, because I've become present with my self-talk. I'm aware of my self-talk. Now, I'm not perfect, but I am aware. Refrain from negative self-talk. No more negative self-talk. If the self-talk happens in the head and you start talking negatively to yourself, I want you to take that negative statement, open up your mouth, and speak it in a positive way. Example, I just do not feel good this morning, like for real. I'm not feeling well at all, and I'm just tired and just want to lay here. Okay, no, not if we're trying to get that amazing lifestyle. So the self-talk then should become, you know what, I might be feeling a little exhausted today and a little bit tired. I'm going to take some time for my self-care, which is important, but I'm going to then get up and really become intentional on one thing that I want to do today towards that lifestyle that I'm trying to create. Mind shift. Refrain from negative self-talk. Okay? Want another example of that? Instead of saying, I can't do this, right? I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't start a podcast. I can't create a business because I don't have any help. I can't take the time for my own personal self-care because I just don't have the time. Why don't you try? I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm working on it. I'm not really sure how much self-care time I can commit, but I'm going to work on at least starting with 5 minutes every day. You see that? You see how that works? It's big, guys. I'm telling you, it works. I'm telling you, it works. And number three, as usual, which is very important through this process, through this self-care process, through trying to get what it is that you want in life, through creating this amazing lifestyle, I want you to always practice self-compassion. Self-compassion. I want you to constantly practice self-compassion. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would for a friend. A really close friend. I have some really close friends, and when they're in a way or they're speaking negatively about themselves, or they're just not feeling like they're in a right space, I show them compassion when we're talking, right? So do the same for yourself. Show yourself that same kindness. When those negative thoughts come up, show yourself kindness and understanding, okay? That's what I want you to do. It's important. When you make a mistake or experience a setback, practice self-compassion. Simply by acknowledging your feelings. Acknowledging exactly how you're feeling in that moment, in that space, in that time, with that person, in that situation. Okay? Offer yourself some words of encouragement all of the time. Even when you are not feeling your best, I think I've talked about this before, because it's important. We're talking about a lifestyle. We're talking about self-care. I am teaching you guys, or empowering you guys, to create the lifestyle that you desire through self-care. Okay? It can happen, but it must first start, at least I think, and I can be wrong, with self-care. Because there's no way that I'm not taking care of myself mentally, physically, and spiritually, and expecting to have this amazing life. Not for me. So if you're a part of my tribe, you fully understand what I'm saying. You truly get what I am saying to you, right? And remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's simple. We all make mistakes. We all fall back. We all talk negatively. Okay? We all do it. I do it. It's part of the process. It's part of the growth. But it's also part of understanding, hey, I can change the way that I talk to myself so that I can get this amazing, amazing, amazing lifestyle. Life is already amazing if you make it that way. So imagine talking to yourself about it. Okay. I was planting the other day, and I was on TikTok. Yes, you guys know I'm on all platforms. I'm always going to plug myself, okay? I am Regina B, so I am going to plug myself. But I was on TikTok, and I'm planting some lettuce, some carrots, you know, and I'm talking to my plants. I talk to my plants in a positive way because I want to see great growth. I want to see a wonderful harvest. I want to see the amazing things that I have planted come to life and give me the fruit that I need. So it's the same for myself. If I'm going to talk to myself badly, I'm not even going to talk to my plants. But if I'm going to talk to myself in a positive way, I am going to talk to my plants in a positive way, because I want the same outcome, the same amazing, abundant, joyful, producing lifestyle. Okay? So by treating yourself with kindness and understanding, trust me, you can cultivate a more positive and a more supportive inner voice if you practice self-compassion. Okay? That's it, guys. I just wanted to drop that to you guys. I know I kind of jumped right on into it, but I was excited about this one. Like, self-talk is important for your self-care and for that life, right? You have to speak life. Find your affirmations. Stop the negative self-talk. And practice your self-compassion. All right, guys, that's it. That's all I got for you. I hope that this episode of the Take a Break Girl podcast resonates with you. And please definitely share it with other people. Share it so that other people can start creating a lifestyle and taking care of themselves in a way that they have never done before. okay? Take the time for yourself. Make sure you subscribe. You can listen to me on all platforms, even Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. I'm out there, guys. All right? Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your time. Enjoy this life. Enjoy taking care of yourself. And remember, your self-talk is key. All right, guys, that's it. Talk with you later.